There has been much talk of lifestyles and styles of writing and dressing, talking, content, ideology, and form. Shaggy hair, afro hair, teased hair, blue jeans, Bermudas, business suits, evening gowns. We all wear clothes around our actions. Our bodies move under the gray flannel, black leather, khaki coats. When the body stops moving, the embalmer chooses for you. There has been much talk of thoughts. Our thoughts immigrate from the world. We have grown desperate from thinking. Our fears give off a heavy coat of thinking around us, of heavy gray flannel, black leather, evening gown. Inside them, our body of action sweats. We wait for the tower of power to be dynamited. The riots don't do it, the strikes, letters, demonstration. We wait for the man with the fuse, Jesus Guevara and Mao Tse-Lenin. We wait to be swept up in an uprising of passion. Instead, we are swept down like loose pages of an unwritten book, in a narrow, narrowing channel until the veins loosen, the heart attacks, and the last businessman gives us our final instruction, lie down. We pore over texts of diagrams showing the match, the fuse, the explosive, Russian fuses, Cuban matches, Chinese gunpowder. None are sold in the American supermarket. In our rooms, we study ideas. We want the idea that will rearrange the cells of our minds, the DNA structure, the idea that when spoken will awake the cataclysmic vibration in American walls, cracking the cement, the plaster, the plastic, the chrome, and the steel. Out of the stone of despair, we seem to have hewn the mountain of defeat. There is no such thing as America. It is united by brute force only. What else holds the black, white, Bible-singing, pacifist, communist, rich, plastic, hippie, blues, country and western, Jewish, fascist, cowboy, Indian, gangster, guru America together? Blacks burn down a neighborhood. That is called a local problem. We destroy the corner gas station. Standard Oil has 10,000 more. We await the arms shipment to arrive on a boat from the third world. There is no such boat. We return to the texts and the tomes describing who designed the bomb in Germany, who carried it to China, who lit it in Cuba. The people named in those books do not live in America. Our fear feeds American power. Our richness comforts it. Our comfort enriches it. We are led into green pastures of boredom and jobs, and we lie down, gifting our lives to those who employ them, scrap in the mechanism building more scrap. We envy the blacks who are forced into action. We envy the Indians who went down fighting. We envy the hippies who have signed a separate peace. When we think we are up against the wall, it moves. When we plant our gunpowder under the tower, it gives way. The dead heap up where the wall once was, but they are our dead. The enemy moves through America like fish through the sea. We throw out glittering nets of words. The smiling fish at mahogany desks slip through the netting like debaters through logic, like Kennedy through a throng of students, like a society matron through her servants. The smile on the face of the mighty is their passport. We don't believe in passports, but the smile is the shape of a gun, and we believe in guns. We allow the book to be thrown at us. The book is full of liberals' words, and it is heavy, like a club. I suggest the sea turn to stone. Our short lives and our bodies are our only weapons. If we surrender them to America, it will use them as the NLF uses guns captured from America. We cannot allow our lives and our bodies to be captured and used. We are foreigners on our own soil. This suggests counterinsurgency. We begin where the enemy is weakest and most exposed. These are the institutions that control the young. We throw out a fine net of our own weavings to feed off, control, replace the enemies. It is not enough to agitate the sea. We must throw fine powdered cement into it. We ask of our people allegiance lifelong. We ask action, motion unto death. We demand hard work and strong pleasure. Divide them and die. The hippies have shown how pleasure can be taken without aid from the enemy. He will gladly provide pleasures of his own making. We will enjoy our brothers and sisters. They are our weapons and our homes. We will infiltrate America's strongholds, bureaucracies, police stations, corporations, armies, postal services, welfare departments, governments, sap them, loot them, learn them well, returning home at day to assemble its parts in our basements, to build strange, exciting traps, pleasures, and tools. We will assemble schools, homes, families, services, unions, churches, theaters with only the intention of replacing theirs. We will drum our desires into institutions, our loves into families, our neighbors into friends. Remember what Che left behind him in Cuba, a brigade to clear land and plant it. Clearing and planting the land are not romantic revolutionary callings. They are necessary revolutionary jobs. I call for a lifestyle of action. When asked what style of life we lead, we answer, we are tough, we protect our own, we steal from the enemy and give freely to our own. We defy property and support people. We defend ourselves. We fight no wars except our own. When America tells us to lie still, we move. When America tells us to watch it on TV, we go to see it ourselves. When America tells us to talk on the phone, we talk in person. When America says, read my newspapers, we write our own. When it says, listen to the experts, we become experts. When it says, fear one another, we embrace. When it says, peace, we call for conflict. When it says, unity, we plead civil war. Knowing there will never be unity as long as we are foreigners on our own soil. We are not Americans until we have created America. Until then, we are spies, traitors, looters, immigrants, suspicious, practical, dangerous, young.